make that work. Kelly, thanks for being with us.
Thank you. Yeah, good to be here. Yeah, I was just trying to look up my press release so I know when start dates and things are, but go ahead.
Well, yeah, we're looking forward to you guys coming back here to Eastern Maine. August 3rd, you'll be at the Maine Savings Amphitheater, and I can't believe it's been 10 years since you guys toured with Styx.
I know, it's really hard for me to believe, too. I've done a couple interviews. I did one with Tommy a few days ago, and I'm just, like, shocked that it's been so long.
Well, it's great to get back out there again. And, of course, you also bring along a guy who's had a few hits of his own through the years, and he's a friend of our show, the wonderful John Waite.
Absolutely. I'm really looking forward to it. There's going to be a lot of hits on stage, you know, on this tour.
Well, yeah. I mean, between the three of you, I don't know, about a couple hundred million records sold through the years.
I think there's four number ones. There's a record-setting number two. So there's a lot, yeah.
Now, this is the farewell tour of Foreigner, but it's going to go for a while, right? You're going to spend a year plus on the road, off and on?
Yeah, well, let me make this clear as I fix my hair. Here we go. I've heard some comments in some interviews like, oh, I thought, you know, 2023 was the farewell tour. And I've been saying all year in 2023 and on stage, in interviews, in meet and greets, all year long, everywhere I've been going, I've been saying that this is a two-year farewell. So here we are, starting off on the second half and very excited about it. But yes, it's always been the plan to be a two-year farewell tour.
Well, you guys are still sounding so good and making great music. And for you, you know, not exactly the newcomer, it's been, almost 20 years for you with Foreigner?
That's right. It's been a minute.
Now, how's Mick doing? Have you talked with him lately?
Mick is doing great. He's in New York, and he's going to join us whenever absolutely possible. And I mean, this is his legacy. These are his life's work of songs, and you know, every night we're doing all that we can to really maintain the standard and the level of excellence that these songs and this production and all of Foreigner really requires to do it correctly.
You know, the music is so great, and in many ways, I think it crosses a lot of genres. I mean, you think Foreigner, you think of a great kick-ass rock band, but you guys also, nobody does power ballads any better than you guys do. And then even venturing into the world of R&B with a song like Urgent.
You know, you're right that this band has always really been a mixture of R&B and rock. And I think that's the combination of the American and English background of this band. And that's kind of the R&B and pop background kind of is really where I'm from, even though I was known for being in a melodic metal band. All of my upbringing, all of my early musical experiences were all based around that.
You, of course, talking about Hurricane, you were with them for a long, long time. When you were growing up, who were the guys that you looked up to in the world of music?
Well, you know, Aretha Franklin was always big for me, and Dinah Washington, Ray Charles, and as performers, it was always, you know, it was Rod Stewart and Mick Jagger. But it took me a long time to connect a band circumstance as opposed to a lead singer with a backup band. Because growing up, I was really, being a singer, I was really more aware of lead vocalists with a group of musicians behind them, like Frank Sinatra, or even Rod Stewart in his solo stuff. And it took me a while to really connect to the fact that when you have a group, it's really a group thing and not just one guy out front and everybody else behind.
Well, that's an interesting thought, too, because it's such a dynamic there that you're really working on two levels when you're with the band that you're connecting. Obviously, you've got to work in sync with all of the musicians and everybody on stage. But the lead singer, too, has that vital role of making that connection with the audience.
Well, you know, in a rock band, at a classic rock band style, it's a lot of times it's lead singer, lead guitar player, like Jimmy Page and Robert Plant, or Mick and Keith, or Steven Tyler and Joe Perry, and that kind of thing. But really, it wasn't until I was really hearing like Led Zeppelin, because that was a later experience for me. I was listening to more of pop stuff on the radio. And when I started hearing bands like that, I started going, oh, these guys are all equally providing a front position here. And that was really great, because it was an eye-opening thing for me, coming from a lead vocalist background.
We're talking with Kelly Hansen of Foreigner. They'll be here along with Styx and John Waite August 3rd at the Main Savings Amphitheater in Bangor. And I know for a long time, when you guys have been out on the road and you've done I Want to Know What Love Is, you've recruited some local performers too. And what a kick that's been for so many young people through the years to be able to get up on stage and sing with you guys.
Yeah, we've been working with the Grammy Foundation and the Shriners for probably 15 years. And what we're really trying to do is raise awareness about the lack of funding for school music programs. And so we have these youth choirs, almost always, but not always, youth choirs come on stage. And occasionally we have all different kinds of choirs come on stage. We played in Wales. And we had like a senior men's choir come on stage. So we've had all different kinds of choirs come on stage to sing I Want to Know What Love Is, because it adds a whole new dimension to the song. And I like making that connection and giving these young people the opportunity to come on stage and sing in front of thousands of people. Sometimes it's their first time ever doing it, and you can see the looks on their faces, and it's amazing. And I get notes from choir directors and parents about what it meant for their child to come on stage with us. And it's really a joyful thing. And I think we get the better end of the bargain, frankly.
Well, as somebody who's taught the arts in high schools for more than 30 years, I salute you guys for your efforts there. Oh, it's much appreciated.
Thank you. And thank you for your work. Yeah, thank you for your work.
So for you, doing these songs for so long, is there one in particular that every night you say, all right, this is the moment of the night for me. I love all the music, but this is the one that I look forward to.
Well, you know, I'm not a favorite type of guy. And I think a lot of people might not understand, if you're not in this business, that every night, even if you're doing the same set of songs or a similar set of songs, that there are so many variables every night. Is it outdoors, indoors, big crowd, small crowd? Does the stage made of wood and giving you that earthy sound, or is it concrete, or is it stormy? Is it really super dark? All these variables happen to make every night completely unique. So I may be hearing myself differently one night than the next, and maybe I hear the drums better or a little bit less on one song one night. So every night is a different treat for me. And if I'm lucky, there's a few moments every night where I get to feel like it's just magical. And to me, that's a win, because you never get it everything all the way that you want it. I think partly that's perfectionism, but it's also all these variables. And what you're just hoping to do is to really, you know, rev up the audience, have a good time, and make it not feel like it's hard work. Because sometimes if you're not getting the feedback, it can feel like work, you know?
Well, we're looking forward to it. Pre-sale tickets on sale now for the Renegades and Jukebox Heroes Tour, August 3rd at the Main Savings Amphitheater. But you guys are everywhere starting in June. Great to talk with you, Kelly. We wish you good luck on the tour and look forward to seeing you here in Maine. We'll try and get a beautiful, warm summer night for you guys.
Yeah, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You bet. Bye-bye now.
All right, bye-bye.